Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Drugs.
And I'm Jake Sherman. President Donald Trump is coming back to Washington. He meets with John Kelly at 11:15 a.m. and then signs a, quote, memorandum on addressing China's laws, policies, practices, and actions related to intellectual property, innovation, and technology. This afternoon, he'll meet with his National Economic Council before heading to New York for a few nights. At 9:30 p.m., he'll speak to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe by phone from Trump Tower.
We're starting out this morning with the news out of Charlottesville. The Washington Post is reporting that the alleged driver of the car that plowed into a Charlottesville crowd was a Nazi sympathizer, according to a former high school teacher of his. And former Representative John Dingell of Michigan, who has long had a big Twitter following, had by far the most viral reaction to his tweet in response to the tragedy. He tweeted, "I signed up to fight Nazis 73 years ago, and I'll do it again today if I have to. Hatred, bigotry, and fascism should have no place in this country." The tweet garnered him 256,000 retweets and 737,000 likes. Despite the unrest and calls for unity by Republicans and Democrats alike, the Daily Stormer, a leading white nationalist website that promoted the Charlottesville event, is pledging to hold more events.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Colombia. He held a joint press conference with President Juan Manuel Santos. He said, quote, "We have no tolerance for hate and violence from white supremacists, neo-Nazis, or the KKK. These dangerous fringe groups have no place in American public life and the American debate, and we condemn them in the strongest possible terms." It's important to note that Trump has not condemned Nazis or white supremacists on the record yet. The White House issued a statement from a nameless spokesman. Pence also said that Trump says what he means and means what he says in regards to Venezuela. Last week, he said he was not ruling out military action in Venezuela. Quote, "You hear in President Trump's words the resolve of the United States of America to see this through, to restore democracy and constitutional government in Venezuela."
We've been noticing a cultural shift lately and thought it was worth noting. Washington has always been a place for people with sharp elbows. The old saying, politics isn't playing beanbag, is certainly accurate. The difference, it was always done behind closed doors. Trump insiders seem to revel in the credit they get for knifing whoever is on the outs with Trump. Crowing about shoving people under the bus seems more prevalent than ever. There has been a lot of pieces about how the Trump administration and the various players who have come to Washington have impacted this town. Cachet now comes from hanging out at the Trump Hotel, and the stock of alt-right pubs like Breitbart has soared as the White House looks to leak information to sympathetic reporters. But the most stunning example of a pervasive culture shift in the past several weeks has been the overt campaign by conservative operatives and factions in the West Wing to take out National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. Lots of people tell us unflattering or even sordid details of people's lives that may or may not be true. That doesn't mean we print them.
One thing to watch this week will be the special election in Alabama. The New York Times and Politico have stories this morning. The New York Times reports that despite the endorsement of Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell's endorsement of Luther Strange is dragging him down. Right now, it looks like Strange is trying to secure a second-place finish in a slot in a September runoff against Roy Moore. Sungmin Kim has more on Moore, who is a controversial figure in Alabama politics. She writes that if he becomes the nominee, he could make trouble for Mitch McConnell, who's taking constant flack from Trump. McConnell and his allies are spending millions of dollars to elect Strange, and in response, Moore has made McConnell the symbol of everything he opposes in Washington.
Josh Dossie lays out a brutal September for the Trump administration, with aides already describing it as bad or really tough, with big-ticket items like raising the country's debt ceiling, the 2018 federal budget, tax reform, infrastructure, and other issues all on the table with no clear strategy. And in the juice, we've got a first in playbook. Senator Jeff Flake is already starting to see the opposition. The super PAC supporting his challenger, Kelly Ward, is up with a $100,000 statewide cable buy. The group just got cash from the Mercer family. The ad blasts Flake and Senator John McCain for working with Democrats, saying they'll do anything to get elected, and blocking the conservative agenda. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.